Good morning. I feel a bit overdressed here. But when I came to the PUP at the first, everybody wore a tie, but it looks like fashions have changed. You mistake me for a DUP councillor. Is there a need for the PUP? What makes the PUP different? Well, its origins make it different. Okay, where it came from. It wasn't Big House Unionism. It didn't emerge out of a church or a conservative denomination. It sprang from the authentic working class communities of Northern Ireland. And it is an expression of the politics and beliefs of those communities that it came from. Its DNA contains concerns about the needs, the aspirations, the difficulties, the opportunities that there are for people living in ordinary, sometimes socially deprived communities in Northern Ireland. So it's a grassroots political party, unlike several other political parties that there are around. And I think the thing that distinguishes it, well, there are several things that distinguish it, but I think one of the things is in the word commitment. The PUP is committed to the communities that it's come from, to working class communities. It's always been committed to working class communities of Northern Ireland, and it continues to be committed. Our priorities are that those whose needs are the greatest should come top of the priority list. We prioritise those who have the least. We're engaged as a party. We're engaged in the communities. Okay, we're not sitting up on the top of a hill. We consist of community activists who are working on the ground in those communities that we want to represent. We're informed because the people that make up the party are living in the streets, working in the community centres, rubbing shoulders with folks in the clubs and in the bars, so we know what's going on the ground. Now, it's out of that context that the policies and priorities of the PUP emerge and have been really established. I'm going to quote Billy Mitchell here from his book Principles of Loyalism. Billy says, "But citizenship is not only about rights, it's also about duties and responsibilities. And those duties and responsibilities go beyond merely conforming to the rule of the law. Citizenship for the loyalist must be active citizenship. A true loyalist is someone who thinks and behaves and acts in a certain way as a citizen. He or she will identify with the political community to which they belong and will be committed to promoting the common good of that community through active participation in its social and political life. That may bring them into conflict with other citizens who are sincerely seeking the common good of their political community. In a multicultural and multi-faith society, citizens will have different, often conflicting views about what is good for them. Active citizenship is about helping to resolve those differences through dialogue, political accommodation, and compromise." The PUP stands for active citizenship. That's what we are committed to, that's what we have grown out of, and that's what we want to promote as we go forward. Second thing is the PUP is committed to social justice. Now, social justice is a word that's emerged over the past 5 or 10 years. It was called other things in the past, but it still embodies what we believe in. Billy Mitchell again wrote, "The material well-being of any people is essential if they are to develop a just and prosperous society." Well, when it comes to priorities, when it comes to social justice, there is far too much poverty still in this country. There are communities where people have done very well. People did very well during the Troubles, and they're still doing very well. But there are communities where that is not the case. Communities where people have really struggled and continue to struggle. Where there are issues of poverty and inequality, issues of deprivation, health problems, the health of people living on the Shankill Road, on the Falls Road, on the Lower Newton Arch Road is very different from the health of people living in Stormont, living in Balmoral, living on the Malone Road. There are huge issues in terms of health inequalities. In terms of employment and training, again, you know, what are the opportunities for the young guys around here? I mean, where are all the training establishments that have just disappeared, evaporated, been closed down, had funds cut? So there are real issues in terms of employment opportunities, training, education. Social justice also involves a fair and impartial judicial system. Now, this party has been very clear on the inequalities that are associated with the HET. You clearly cannot have a justice system which pursues only one section of the community and ignores the events that sprang from other groups and other sections of the community. That there is no natural justice in that. Okay. You cannot build a just and peaceful and fair society if that's the way your judicial system operates. When over 95% the energy of the HET is directed toward loyalist communities, there's something fundamentally unfair and wrong about that. This party's been very clear on that. But we're also very clear that that's not the be-all and end-all of a just and fair and equitable society. We have been very clear on this as well, right from the foundation of the party. Let me again read to you from the Principles of Loyalism. Access to the necessities of life is a basic human right for all citizens. Loyalists have a duty to ensure that our people have satisfactory housing that meets the social needs of our people, gainful employment that provides a living wage under satisfactory terms and conditions of employment, adequate health care from the cradle to the grave that's free to all at the point of delivery, efficient public services and utilities that are controlled by elected representatives and accountable to the public, a safe and healthy environment that enhances individual and community life. Now, how's that for being ahead of your time? When was this written? 10, 15, 20 years ago, this is coming from. A free education system that provides lifelong learning for all citizens. But then he goes on to say, real politics will also include developing and pursuing initiatives that will assist in the development of safe and secure communities and the development of rigorous opposition to organised crime, the illicit drugs trade, the vice trade, antisocial behaviour, racketeering and sectarian conflict. The cost of organised crime is something that the government and the business community do not absorb by themselves. It is met by all of us. Essential finances that should be channelled into developing a more efficient and effective public service are redirected toward crime prevention, crime detection, legal proceedings and compensation. It is as damaging to the people of Northern Ireland as the violence of the bloody conflict from which we are emerging, and it deserves the same response. Now, can I just point out that that is a passage, a view of sentiment, that the media do not quote when talking about the PUP. We're talking about loyalist communities. But that is fundamental to who we are and where we come from. And I have to say, I think we need to acknowledge the brilliant job that Ken Wilkinson has done over the past few months in speaking out clearly and unambiguously against drugs, racketeering and racism at great personal cost. I think we owe him a debt of gratitude for what he's done for this party and for this community. Now, just to finish, let me also say that what this party is also committed to is committed to our children, to the next generation. The concern for the next generation was one of the things that really primed the peace process. Many men and women began to say, look, we're going to have to do things differently, if only for the sake of our kids. We don't want them to go through what we have gone through, what we have had to face. And it was that concern was one of the things that drove the peace process that the PUP and the UVF were so integral to. Now, our commitment stands for the children of this community. The fact is that if we don't get it right in the first 4 or 5 years, we're absolutely playing catch-up from then on. That's really where the energy, the resources, the effort, the work needs to go to get it right for 10, 15 and 20 years' time. Okay. They are the most vulnerable in our society. And the kids from disadvantaged communities simply do not have the opportunities and do not have the safety nets that kids from the better off communities have. They're already starting off with one arm tied behind their back. And if we want to see a prosperous and successful and peaceful Northern Ireland in 10 and 15, 20 years' time, we need to make sure that our kids get the start that they deserved. The start that many, many of us, now I say us, I really mean you, because I got a good start to life, but the start that many of you had to put up with. And as a party, we've always been committed. David Irvine was continually focused on the young people from disadvantaged communities, the young kids who dropped out of education. The David Irvine Foundation exists to help those kids. That has been our commitment, and that continues to be the commitment of this party. And we see it as absolutely fundamental to the priorities for moving forward. We've had an education system that's actually been a scandal over the past 10 years. The Minister for Education has fiddled really while the schools have burned. And yet, if we are going to see things change, we need to see that we've got to make it better for our kids. Give them the opportunities that we didn't have, give them the tools and the equipment, and give them the confidence to really take things on at face value. Give them confidence, self-respect, resilience, and to make the contribution that they can make. I mean, our communities have produced some remarkable individuals over the past 50 years. There are a whole lot more remarkable individuals out there, but they're in nursery or primary school or knocking around in the streets. We need to make sure that they get the opportunities that they deserve in order to make something of this country that, frankly, our generation made a bit of a mess of. So our commitment is to see them get the opportunities that they deserve. Let me finish just by going back to what Billy Mitchell wrote. Loyalists are the despised element in Irish society, really. But Billy Mitchell wrote, equality is essential to democracy. Northern Ireland will never be truly democratic if any section of it is excluded from the institutions of state. An equal society is one in which all members have access to similar resources and opportunities, and in which they all value each other for their common humanity. The PUP calls not just for equality of opportunity, but also for the equality of outcomes. The PUP is willing to work with anybody that who will work with us for the common good and for the welfare of our communities. We're not exclusive. We don't rule people out. We'll work with anybody who has common concerns with us and who wants to see things moved in the direction that we want to see them moved in. Equality will mean the removal of both privileges and deprivations so that access is truly open to all. Equality is essential if proper relationships are to be promoted, for it is the fuel that drives people into democratic relationships. It is the glue that bonds them in proper democratic actions, and it will be the power behind a thriving, non-sectarian process of participative democracy. And that's what we as a party are committed to. Thank you.